It was time for change, but for those who spoke out, their life was in grave danger in a place dubbed Bombingham. The story of triumph is today brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Save money before October 31st. Text Exmark to 283-342 for exclusive offers and a dealer near you.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
In 1960, there were about 700 churches in Birmingham, Alabama. Those places of worship were considered leaders in the push for civil rights.
But the interesting thing is, with all those churches, only about 60 were involved explicitly in the movement. But some of that is because, you know, pastors were scared. They thought something might happen. You know, you invite these people to come in and speak. Next thing you know, they might bomb your church because your bombs were going off all over the town. You know, this is a steel city, so dynamite was readily available.
Ahmad Ward shares the story from the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. The threat to one's life was very real for those participating in the movement.
Right down the street is a place called Center Street. It leads to a neighborhood, East Thomas. It was nicknamed Dynamite Hill because so many influential black leaders lived over there, and bombs went off over there all the time. So people felt they were trying to protect themselves or their congregation or their property by saying, I can't do that.
In 1963, the Children's March on the city helped bolster worldwide support to end segregation here. The images of police confronting children were seen everywhere, it seems.
Funny story about a photographer. Said the cop took the camera out of his hand and broke the lens and threw the whole thing in a trash can. Well, you know, the film is still on the camera. So all he did was go pull the film out the back of the camera and submit it. And so these images are everywhere.
Those pictures of dogs biting at children and water cannons used on the young protesters changed opinions. But one more tragic event was yet to come. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.